Apocalypse Now, the Battle of Gog and Magog forms the Haftarah for Shabbat Chol HaMoed Sukkot from chapters 38 and 39 of Ezekiel.
Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
On that day when Gog sets foot on the soil of Israel, declares Adonai Elohim, my raging anger shall flare up. For I have decreed in my indignation and in my blazing wrath, on that day a terrible earthquake shall befall the land of Israel. The fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that move on the ground, and every human being on earth shall quake before me. Mountains shall be overthrown, cliffs shall topple, and every wall shall crumble to the ground. I will then summon the sword against him throughout my mountains, declares Adonai Elohim, and every man's sword shall be turned against his brother. I will punish him with pestilence and with bloodshed, and I will pour torrential rain, hailstones, and sulphurous fire upon him and his hordes and the many peoples with him. Thus will I manifest my greatness and my holiness and make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they shall know that I am Adonai. And you, O mortal, prophesy against Gog and say, thus said Adonai Elohim, I am going to deal with you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and drive you on, and I will take you from the far north and lead you toward the mountains of Israel. I will strike your bow from your left hand, and I will loosen the arrows from your right hand. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your battalions and the peoples who are with you, and I will give you as food to carrion birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field, as you lie in the open field. For I have spoken, declares Adonai Elohim, and I will send a fire against Magog and against those who dwell secure on the coastlands, and they shall know that I am Adonai. I will make my holy name known among my people Israel, and never again will I let my holy name be profaned. And the nations shall know that I, Adonai, am holy in Israel. Ah, it has come. It has happened, declares Adonai Elohim. This is that day that I decreed. Then the inhabitants of the cities of Israel will go out and make fires and feed them with the weapons, shields and bucklers, bows and arrows, clubs and spears. They shall use them as fuel for 7 years. They will not gather firewood in the fields or cut any in the forest, but will use the weapons as fuel for their fires. They will despoil those who despoiled them and plunder those who plunder them, declares Adonai Elohim. On that day I will assign to Gog a burial site there in Israel, the Valley of the Travelers, east of the sea. It shall block the path of travelers, for there Gog and all his multitude will be buried. It shall be called the Valley of Gog's Multitude. The house of Israel shall spend 7 months burying them in order to purify the land. All the people of the land shall bury them. The day I manifest my glory shall bring renown to them, declares Adonai Elohim, and they shall appoint men to serve permanently to traverse the land and bury any invaders who remain above ground in order to purify it. The search shall go on for a period of 7 months. As those who traverse the country make their rounds, any one of them who sees a human bone shall erect a marker beside it until the buriers have interred them in the Valley of Gog's Multitude. There shall also be a city called Multitude. Thus the land shall be purified.
Oh,
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.